following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Bethany Wilson, Jeff Wilson's wife.
And I am Jess, I am Chase Acuna's wife.
You got to hear from our husbands yesterday.
Yeah, and they got to touch a little bit with the groundwork of the importance of marriage. And so even if you're not married, chances are that you know people that are married, your grandparents, your friends. And so
Maybe married one day.
So we're going to talk about the importance of marriage from a girl's perspective.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff shared a quote yesterday by John Piper, which said, "Marriage is meant by God to put the gospel reality on display in the world. That's why we're married. That's why all married people are married, even when they don't know and embrace the gospel."
So the guys took the role of talking about a husband in marriage, and we're going to take on the role of talking about the wife in marriage. So Paul has been talking about the idea of submission, and I know that can be a hot topic. Submission is not a value issue because we're created in the image of God. It's not an intelligence issue. It's not a power issue, but it's a position. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be reading from Ephesians.
Mm-hmm. Chapter 5, verse 21. So here's our part, wives. "And further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife as Christ is the head of the church. Christ is the Savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything." Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you want to expound on that?
I love that it says to the Lord, because mm-hmm. I think if you view the Lord beyond it, it's not something that you're thinking, oh, I have to do this, this is my role, but you're mm-hmm. thinking, well, as in serving the Lord, as in my role of what I get to live out, I'm doing it to honor the Lord. And so that gives it purpose, it gives it mm-hmm. kind of excitement to thinking, I get to honor the Lord through how I love my husband, how I serve him, how I submit to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes it's even more of an act of service and thinking that, you know, like I don't know that I like I haven't had a problem with the fact that like my husband is supposed to be the head of the house. Yeah. I never felt like, why can't I make all the decisions? Why can't I decide on this and that? And we've seen differently on things, but I've always yeah. had that comfort of like, I have a pretty sweet role of being able to. And, you know, my husband does honor the Lord and, you know, the having to seek the Lord and then, you know, run the household that way. But that act of service in saying, okay, I honor you as the head of our household.
And even thinking that love is a choice. So yeah. like for singles and thinking like yeah. if you get to choose who you're going to be married to, you get to choose who you're going to submit to. So you choose wisely.
Choose
a man that you would want to submit to and that yeah. you would be honoring the Lord to submit to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the guys did some questions yesterday, and so we have some of those questions as well geared towards us. The first one is, what does it look like to have the role of submitting in this season?
In this season. So submitting in every season.
Yeah.
But in COVID. In COVID. Yeah, I mean, I feel like when there was a time frame where Chase was now working at the office and came mm-hmm. back home, and I would say that first week was the hardest week, where submitting was something that we had an easy way yeah. of doing it because we had a routine. And mm-hmm. so when he came home, it was like, this is my home. Like yes. we have a way of doing things with the kids. And so uh-huh. I feel like that week was just, I mean, this verse was probably so good in mm-hmm. meditating upon how do I serve the Lord and thinking of honoring him as he's home and we're both home mm-hmm. and we're both figuring out how to make decisions together with little ones running mm-hmm. around too. So.
Yeah. And I think there's always, like, when your husband is home, there's always that, like, okay, he's home. I should probably give him a little attention yeah. as well. Whereas usually it's just, like, the kids, what are we doing? And yeah. then you're like, okay, gotta, you know, I don't want to ignore him or anything like that. And another way is just, like you said, decision-making mm-hmm. has been huge in submitting to him because there were certain times I felt like, well, maybe it's okay, or maybe we should do it this way, and being able to say, how do you feel about this? And honoring that and just being like, you know what, because I don't want to do things that are going to stress him out, make him feel uncomfortable. I would rather he felt comfortable. I'm okay doing it the way that he wants to do it yeah. if that is going to bring peace to him.
Yeah.
So another way that I can just submit and, you know, really, you know, submit to my husband.
Yeah.
And bless him in that way.
For sure. I mean, every day in this season was like a new thing that popped up. Learning how to, okay, so what are we going to do together as a team in this? And how do we think about this? And getting kind of to stand behind them is a cool role to be like, okay, we make this decision together, but I stand behind you and I support you. And I think even as a wife, that's one of our greatest things that our husbands need our encouragement. And so we make a decision together as a team, come to a conclusion and be like, okay, go get him, babe. I stand behind you. I think that's nice too, as the wife to be like, okay, you go. I'll cheer you on from back here.
Totally.
That's good.
So what have you seen in your husband during this season that you've appreciated?
That's a good question. I feel like in Chase, I've gotten to see him seek the Lord. I've seen that in him when we were dating, and I think that's what made me fall in love with him. But in a season where there's trials, I got to see him run to the Lord first and look into scripture, what God's word says about it. And when there's conflicting opinions, kind of seeing him as a mediator in it, but still just wanting to honor the Lord and how he would respond. So seeing so much growth in him. I think he's a very compassionate, very, he wouldn't like me saying humble, but I feel like he's a very humble guy. And so seeing him humbly respond to lots of conflicting thought processes.
I would say the same. Yeah, for sure. Seeing him honor people in the midst of having different views, different opinions, and being able to listen. Like he shared on our Wednesday night service, he shared about like listen to people's views and then, you know, responding in honor and love towards them. So I've really appreciated that. There hasn't been a, I'm going to get back at you with this comment and this comment. It's like, okay, I'm going to honor them respectfully. So what have been some helps or practices you've used that have helped your marriage in this season?
For us, I feel like it's been like check-ins, kind of like check-in talks. I feel like he's more in the news of knowing what's going on.
Jeff too. I'm like, so what's happening today? What are we doing today?
So him coming home and kind of like briefing, this is what's going on. This is the new order. This is what it is. And so I feel like being able to discuss it together and then being able to be like, well, what about this? What do you think about this? And what happens if this comment or just trying to figure out together as a team, I think has been one of my favorite things is just being able to discuss and be able to use God's word as a sounding board of, okay, this is why we think the way that we think. And this is how we're going to live differently to be able to show the world around us that we're different.
Yeah. It's been a huge tool to draw us closer together in our marriage as well, because we are talking about so many big issues and things on a day-to-day basis of what are we going to do with the kids in this situation and can they do this and can they do that? And like, it is a constant check-in of like, this just happened. This is how we're going to handle it. This is what we're going to do. So I think that's been huge, which kind of leads to the next question of kind of like we're in that pressure cooker season, those hardships, that just a lot of pressure. They have a way of bringing out conflict. Have you guys walked through any of that and how did you come through it? Like what's been the biggest conflict that you've had between you during this time?
We actually did a conflict in quarantine, like a little teaching thing. And that was really fun to do it together. But I feel like, honestly, the first week of him being home and just relearning how to do life together with him home and then with the kids not being able to go anywhere and him needing to work in a room. And so I feel like that was just like, oh, man, like life is different immediately. I feel like that was a growing time frame. And then maybe even just the season with racism too, processing through that and thinking with their kids, how are we going to raise them to view the world around them? How can we use anything in life to be able to talk about God's creativity and design and just point back to him that he's good even in the midst of what's going around?
Yeah.
How about you guys?
Yeah. I think the kids have probably been one of the biggest ones where we've been on the same page with what we feel like they should be able to do and not do, but at the same time having to make those daily decisions of, hey, they got asked to do this, or, you know, volleyball is opening up and does she go? Does she play? Does she? So those have been some big things that we've just had to talk through.
Yeah.
And even together kind of, you know, agreeing where we stand on things and then, you know, other people not agreeing in that and having to work through that together and being like, you know what, we still honor, we still love and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So kind of okay. back to that same thing. But what's a good date for this mm-hmm. COVID-19 season with little kids in the house? Yeah. Ours are older, so Jeff and I are able to kind of run down to Starbucks and pour our drink into our container. So we're safely drinking or transfer our Tio Flacos onto a different plate or whatever we do. Tio Flacos, really good. Fountain Valley.
Okay.
Mom plug. So what about you guys, though, with little kids at home?
Yeah, I feel like we had to get a little bit creative. We have a almost 4.5-year-old mm-hmm. now, and almost 2-year-old. Mm-hmm. And so they need very much our supervision.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think putting them to bed early has yeah. been really nice. We have a time at the night to be able to talk yeah. together and go outside and sit in our back porch and waking up before them. So mm-hmm. I feel like when they're sleeping, like naps have been kind of sacred time with Chase mm-hmm. home. We get to eat lunch together. So just any moment they're sleeping, yeah. we take advantage of it.
I remember my parents saying when we were younger, my dad would pick up a couple steaks on the way home and put the kids in bed, and then they would have their
meals,
their
together.
Dinner on yeah. the patio or whatever. So yeah, it's huge, like having to be creative and find that time. Is there a song in this season that has been your anthem song as a family, or even just you? I don't know.
I mean, if you asked our kids,
uh-huh.
they would say Footloose, because we
love to dance. Great.
In the morning when we wake up, so that's like our everybody dance and get your feet loose and
your calisthenics.
Yeah, that's our morning. Get our heart flowing. Chase is so good at finding music. He found this song by Chris Tomlin sings it, uh-huh. but it's called Thank You Lord, and I feel like yeah. that's just been really sweet in this season. We also love the In the Father's House with mm-hmm. Corey Asbury. Our kids know the words now, mm-hmm. so just hearing them sing, and aww. It's been sweet.
Just cranking up the worship music yeah. and stuff. I like early on with COVID, I remembered a song by Christy Knuckles called By Our Love, which is just perfect. Just talking about like sisters, we were made for mm-hmm. kindness. Brothers, let us come together. Children, your hope for future, but like they will know us by our love. The time is here. The time mm-hmm. is now. Like church arise and, you know, love others. So we have a couple minutes left, and our husbands gave us secret questions that we don't know what's inside. So we're going to quickly see what they've decided to surprise us with.
Okay, you go first.
What is a way that Jeff could help in this season? Aww. Oh, that's a sweet question. Gosh, I don't know. I think he's been doing an awesome job of just really being a great leader in the home, and also mm-hmm. balancing, recognizing when kids maybe need something that he maybe would feel like, oh, I don't know, but kind of feeling like, no, like just really taking inventory of everybody's needs. I think mm-hmm. he's been great at that. So I don't know. He's perfect, practically perfect in every way. No. I don't know. You could unload a dishwasher. I don't know.
But a hand
it's
massage
like, that's my job. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, you're awesome.
Aww. Chase's was, what is your favorite moment from this year so far? So this year.
Aww. Yeah, 2020.
2020.
That's like halfway over.
Yeah, halfway, right? You know what? I feel like with little kids, after our second was born, we used to do ministry side by side. That was something that we really, really loved to do. And then with our second born, life just got a little bit too challenging to do that. So I feel like 2020, being able to do ministry in some sense yeah. together, was sweet. And I think now going back, we're not able to again, yeah. but I would say just doing life side by side with him, I think it's just so fun, every aspect, but just serving together is so fun. And yeah, yeah.
Aww.
So we got well, good hubbies. Times,
oh, we do have good hubbies. We're mm-hmm. totally blessed. So let's pray. Close in prayer. Our time's up. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your word that never changes, that has all we need. for Life and Godliness to show us how we can live a blessed life and how we can live a life that honors and glorifies you and furthers the kingdom. So we as wives and those wives that are watching, we lift up our husbands right now, and we pray that you would give them the strength that they need. You would give them the wisdom that they need during this season to lead the their household. And we pray for us as wives that you would help us to honor our husbands and respect them and serve them by submitting to them, Lord, and working alongside each other. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.